Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast written and produced by the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. This is Holy Week, a time when Christians everywhere observe the days leading up to the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Christ. This week, we present a special set of podcasts that day by day trace the activities and words of Jesus during this time. Again, thank you for joining us on this journey.
Holy Wednesday. This devotion was written by Jill Pope and read by Susan Daves. Crucify him. Matthew 26, verses 14 to 16, from the King James Version. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, What will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Crucify him! Years ago, I heard a pastor ask, while giving an Easter sermon, Who do you most identify with in the resurrection story? He then listed central characters, Peter, Pontius Pilate, the Pharisees. Afterwards, I told him that it seemed to me that Barabbas, who he had not named, was the only choice I could make. He seemed surprised, but to me, Barabbas represents all that I do not understand in the mysteries of grace and what I have been given. Barabbas was pardoned so that Jesus could make the most divine, powerful, and loving sacrifice ever made. Crucify him! In John 3:8, Jesus shares, The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Just the other day, I saw a photo of mist on the water with gorgeous orange and pink hues in the sky. I thought to myself, what a beautiful sunset! I wondered where it was. Then I read the caption and saw the location, but also learned that it was a sunrise, not a sunset. In a photo, I could not sense east from west. In life, I do not know whether it is the beginning or the end. Who am I to say how or where the Spirit will move? I do not know what will be asked of me or of you. Crucify him! Jesus cried out on the cross the prayer of David in Psalm 22, verse 1, my God, why have you forsaken me? But as we know, God did not forsake him. He loved him above all others. Judas sat at the table with Jesus and said, Surely you do not mean me, Rabbi? Immediately after, Jesus shares the new covenant with everyone at the table. It is shared with Judas and Peter, who denies Jesus 3 times before the cock crows, and now with all of us. Judas is a beloved child of God, and what a task he was given. Jesus knows and feels all that Judas is going to do, and he says to him in love, What you are about to do, do quickly. The most infamous betrayer in history shared the cup with Jesus, and his sins were forgiven because Jesus was crucified. Pray with me today. Abba, may we remember that all are beloved and all are forgiven. We know in our hearts that you do not forsake us, even in our darkest moments, but let us remember it always. Let us also understand in our hearts that we should not cry out, Crucify him! About any beloved child of God, but forgive us when we do it anyway. Your mysteries are great, and our understanding is small. When I look into the eyes of others and think I see Judas, may your Spirit be with me so that I recognize Jesus. Amen.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.